Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside the beautiful Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
You need to have your eyes checked, Mike.
How you doing today?
I am doing fabulously well, running a little bit behind schedule, but I got here on time.
You did. Just in time to talk to these wonderful guests.
I can't wait.
More business leaders here in
Absolutely.
The studio.
Should be fun.
And we want to introduce you to them. Brian Sutherland, he is the founder and CEO of Green Go Box. And Ronell Richards is the president of Ronell Richards LLC.
That is amazing.
I know.
That he bought a company that's named Ronell Richards.
LLC. I know.
That's so cool.
The odds of that.
It's just amazing.
You ought to play the lottery. Let's start with Brian, though. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The name of the company is Green Go Box.
Yes, sir. Green Go
Box. Explain what that is and what you do.
Okay, so Green Go Box is an on-demand moving supplies delivery service. So any resident or commercial entity that's moving, we deliver our recycled plastic containers on a package basis. So you just go on our website, you pick a package, we deliver it to you. You have a moving company pack them and move them, or you move them yourselves. And when you're done, we pick them right back up.
Smart. You don't have to actually physically do the moving yourself.
No, not a moving company.
Okay. Why would somebody use you? Talk about what makes you guys different.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah. So it's really big on the coast. So you got California, New York, many, many companies that are doing this. But the reason that you want to use us, we can be up to 30% cheaper than when you go buy cardboard moving supply packages, and also the convenience factor. So you don't have to go buy boxes. You don't have to put them together. You don't have to dumpster dive, go to Kroger, Publix, ask them for turkey boxes, or whatever, what have you. And we bring them right to you, and they're ready to pack.
So this is a little bit of a next step. I think one of the first things I can remember where somebody would bring stuff to you is they bring the pods and you fill the pod and then they ship the
Correct.
Pod. This is not just get the pod. Hey, let's get boxes so we don't have to go looking for them, and it's better on the environment because they're reusable and
Correct.
Made of recycled materials.
Yep, they're made of recycled HDPE.
And I would assume if it's plastic, that's got to be stronger than most cardboard boxes
Correct.
That you would
yes.
use anyway.
Yeah, so they're stackable, nestable, waterproof, and resistant. You know, when you have cardboard boxes, you put them in a puddle, they get wet, they crumple. You're gonna lose your mom's vase that you've been hiding in the attic for 10 years. It's gonna crack. And when you have movers, most of their time is wasted situating your belongings in their trucks. With our boxes, again, they're stackable, nestable, right in the trucks, easier to carry, and it's just all better around for the move.
Talk about the history of the company. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the coast, so you're already in serving in other areas.
No, I'm saying there's you said you never heard of it, but I'm saying there's companies like this.
Oh,
on
I got
the
you.
Coast.
I got
sorry.
You.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so talk about how you got involved.
Yes, so it's a funny story. I was actually in Napa Valley on a trip, and I was coming back through San Diego, and I saw this big green van. It's called Zipco Box. And there's these guys moving these boxes, and I was like, wow, that looks really cool. Remembered the name, did a little research when I got home. There actually were two companies here in Atlanta. One was called Better Box, and one was called Bungo Box. Bungo Box is almost a national franchise. They're located in about 9 states, but they recently closed as of 2 months ago. There was a franchise here that closed. Don't know why. But I saw that it really wasn't being honed in on the residential side, because we all know how fast Atlanta is growing, especially in the metropolitan area. So this is really good for, let's say, multifamily properties, people who are moving 1 to 3 bedrooms, single men, single women that, you know, have expendable income that can afford a service like ours.
All right, so I've got to give you the gotcha question. This mm-hmm. is early on in the interview. Yeah. My apologies for that, but. People listening are clearly it's a new concept, mm-hmm. and I think there's a reason why this would be a much better idea than cardboard boxes. Then comes the inevitable question, yeah, but if I go to Kroger, if I go to the grocery store and get those turkey boxes, I always heard it was alcohol boxes. I always heard those were the strongest mm-hmm. ones you could get, but you can find those, quote, for free. Now, it does take your time and gas. So what are we looking at if I'm moving a, you know, two-bedroom apartment? You know, what's a good starter? Hey, this is a good starter order of getting Gringo boxes. What does it run me?
So our one-bedroom studio is 25 boxes, and it'll run you $63 plus tax.
How much?
$63.
For 25 boxes.
See, I just moved recently, mm-hmm. and I bought a ton of cardboard boxes. I mean, I spent a lot more than $63.
Right. So that's kind of an entry level.
That's our smallest package.
That's fantastic. And you deliver the boxes to them.
Free delivery.
And pick up as well the end.
Yes, sir.
So you're paying for convenience.
And
you're paying for better for the environment. And you're paying for stronger.
Correct.
And you're I'm selling it for you. I like that. And on your website, you can go to, and I know you're going to say this at the end, but mygringobox.com. Up to 30% cheaper than traditional cardboard boxes, double the storage of cardboard moving boxes. And that was one of my thoughts as well. These are bigger and they're nestable, which means you can stack them and that kind of
yes,
stuff.
Sir.
But they're still big enough that one person should be able to carry it by themselves.
I will say that they are so strong that you can overfill them. Sometimes they get pretty heavy.
Which is okay, because
right.
If you're paying for it, you don't want to buy it. You don't want to rent a bunch of extra ones, right?
Correct.
So make sure you get make sure you have a friend, because you're going to utilize the space as well as possible.
Yes. That's one of the only complaints I've gotten, that they can get too heavy, and you know you need somebody.
The boxes are too strong. They're too good.
Too strong.
So that's a two-bedroom apartment that needs that, not a one-bedroom. I'm sorry.
So, and Stephen mentioned the pods and how that's really popular right now. How long can you keep the boxes? I mean, because I did that move recently, and I had to put stuff in a pod for 2 months.
Right.
Can I keep the boxes for a length of time?
You can. So all of our packages start at 1 week. And after the initial week, it's just a third of the cost of your first week.
Okay.
And you can keep them as long as you need.
All right. Now, you haven't been in business here that long.
No.
The concept's not that new. You said it's all over the
right,
coast.
Correct.
You're fairly new in the Atlanta area bringing
correct.
This here.
Correct.
Talk about the challenges of being a new business owner, an entrepreneur, if you will. We have our listenership is made up of business leaders, mm-hmm. executives, so we love sharing those stories. I know we're going to hear from Ronell soon, and he's going to talk a little bit about his expertise in that field, but talk about some of the challenges and that you've faced as a new business owner.
One of the biggest challenges is just the education of the consumer, because it is a pretty new concept to most.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, actually the tangible, like seeing the box, because a lot of people think off bat that it's a pod, that we're you know, the big pods, but we're actually moving boxes. So it's just consumer education and breaking down some of these walls as far as the commercial side, whether it be multifamily or businesses.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So our small business owners that are listening, of course, if you have a personal move, they should certainly mm-hmm. use you. But I'm thinking, we're moving offices,
right.
or we're adding some stuff, or
right.
we're combining locations. That's a great use
exactly
for you guys.
That's exactly what we're trying to expand and really get way more traction.
And I think also, I mean, So there's comedy routines, Mike, about, you know, finding the perfect box and, you know, you got to save it and keep it and you stick it up in the attic. But this also, you know, helps save space. It's just it's just such a time saver. Now, here was my question. Do you have the relationships if somebody wants to? I mean, obviously, you're going to help them with the boxes, but they also want to get a pod, or they also are looking for. I'm imagining you're developing the relationship so that you can kind of be an advisor across all aspects of the move.
The one of the hardest parts about that, though, is with most moving companies, we're eating half their lunch because they are selling wholesale cardboard boxes.
And they make a mint on that.
Huge mint. You can get like 3 cents they're buying some of these boxes for and sell them for $1 to $1.75 to almost $4.
So you're not their best friend necessarily.
I'm not their best friend. No, I'm not. I am not.
But if people start with you and take and get that part of the equation done, you've probably got some relationships where
you're
going to help them.
Correct, yeah. Definitely have some in the pipeline that we're hoping to roll out in the next couple months.
And here was my question. You're here locally. How big is your reach in the metro area?
Since we're pretty new as of June, we're going almost anywhere. Ideally, 30 miles outside the city center.
I'm thinking as a business person myself, you've got to have a big stack of inventory somewhere.
Yeah, I have about 3,000 boxes.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
That's great. So talk about your plans. Where do you see yourself 5 years ago? How do you plan to grow the business?
Yeah, so hopefully, we're in the very, very middle and end stages of launching the second phase of our business, which is on-demand storage. So instead of you having a pod, we would come to your home. You would fill any boxes you have. We'd catalog the items that you put in the boxes, and we will take any of your a la carte items like bicycles, bed frames, and we'll store them in our warehouse on a month-to-month basis.
Interesting. Yeah. I was going to ask you if you were thinking about expanding, you know, or staying in your lane. Sometimes you might think about getting into the actual moving business yourself. I mean, there's a lot of areas you I guess could go into.
Correct. But storage is definitely the next one because I don't know if you know, but Atlanta has the third highest per month storage rate in the United States.
So in other words, more people are storing more stuff in Atlanta than everywhere else but two other places?
New York and California. And we're right about, for a 5x10 unit, you're at about $99 a month, depending on the city that you're in. So Atlanta's about $99, and as you go further out of the city, it drops because it's per square foot basis.
That speaks to the transplant nature of the city. People are moving here, corporate relocations. They've got
It's going up. We're running out of space.
So we got to go up. What they need are stackable, nestable, you know, recyclable plastic storage boxes to use. That's fantastic.
Where were you 5 months ago when I needed you? Now I meet you.
Now we're friends.
I'll have to move again. Brian Sutherland with Green.
I'm going to tell Tracy you said that.
Yeah, she'll appreciate it. No. I said this is my last. I'm dying in this house. I'm not moving again.
And moving shouldn't be like that. Moving should be a fun, enjoyable. Because you're going. Look. You're moving into a new home. It's a new beginning. You know, it should be a happy time. But no one likes moving because you have to move.
I'll meet you halfway. The moving process shouldn't be as painful as it currently is. That'll give you.
I mean, just the number of boxes where the bottoms were breaking out and having to tape the boxes, the bottoms, making them strong enough.
Yes. If they were only made of plastic.
I know. And stackable.
Recycled plastic.
That's
you got that going for you as well. Yeah. I mean, Green's in the name of the company, Green Go Box.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian Sutherland, Green Go Box. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services. Where can they get more information?
Yes, you can go to mygreengobox.com. And on Twitter, we're GreenGoBoxATL. And on Instagram, we're mygreengobox.
Great stuff.
One last quick question. If someone goes to the website and they do, how quick can you be on their doorstep with the boxes? Same day, next day?
Yeah, so at least 24 hours in advance, you have to book.
Okay.
Yep.
So that, again, that's just almost any situation they can help.
Yeah, my timing's a little off with this recent move.
Don't be mad at me, Mike.
So if you're, well, no, what? But what Mike's doing is giving you more. So other people, don't don't feel your pain.
Exactly.
Right? They can go to MyGreenBox.com.
Do you remember how much you spent on cardboard boxes, Mike?
Oh, I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Easy.
I could have saved you a couple. You know, you got kids. You need that.
No, I mean, and the fact that they're so much stronger, too. And we do, I mean, the books and stuff. I mean, we have, you don't realize how heavy stuff is.
And
until
you don't
you
realize how much junk you have until you start packing.
Yes.
And just to be clear, I asked the question about cost. The $63 is kind of an entry level, 25 boxes that helps a small studio apartment. So it'd be more than that, but not much more, I would imagine. Fantastic.
No, great stuff. Again, thank you for sharing
all
that information.
All right, so MyGreenGoBox.com. All right, or MyGreenGoBox.com. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just fascinated with that. I can't wait to get to the next interview. But before we do, I just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, because love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru-offered news and community events.
Yay! Well done.
Next trip.
It's like you've done that before.
About over 6 years, a couple hundred times.
And we appreciate Subaru of Gwinnett's support.
Always.
Without them, we could not be able to do this great work that we do, giving a voice to the business leaders here in this community. Speaking of business leaders, Ronell Richards is with us. He's the president of Ronell Richards, LLC. And it just worked out that Ronell, you know, we have a show where we have a fairly new business owner sitting right next to you. So his ears may perk a little bit when we talk to you. Talk about what you do, Ronell.
Well, first, guys, thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm a huge fan of business. And I'm a huge fan of Mike and seeing what you've done with this business and this enterprise over the last several years. Very commendable. We had the pleasure to meet. How long has it been? Probably 5 or 6 years ago?
It's been a while now.
Maybe not a pleasure, but maybe we want to touch on that real quick.
Say whatever you want right now.
Wow.
Okay, so
you had a company, or you started a successful company. Yes. I came to see you one day.
Yes.
Are you bringing up the ping pong story?
I am. Okay. And, you know, so Mike was invited to my office by a few of my employees, and I think we were pretty gracious. We invited him in. We were very nice, offered him drinks, all those things that you do when you invite someone in. And then Mike, we had a ping pong table in that office. Real fun office, wouldn't you agree?
Like, it was.
The big TVs and Google-ish, right, if you want to.
Yes.
I guess is the best way to describe it. So I invited Mike to a game of ping pong. I said, Mike, let's go ahead and play. And Mike pulls out this double hand, backhand that I've never seen.
I've got a two-handed backhand.
Yes.
Ping pong. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not pretty, but it's effective. He proceeded to kick my butt and I was the champ.
Okay, so you were the office champ.
I was challenged, and there was some talking going on.
So it wasn't. So it wasn't that Ronell was going, oh, Mike, so glad to have you here, and let's just play for fun. There was a little bit of
there's that little competitive nature, I think, in both of us.
Oh, we took it serious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, listen, there's no only question. One way to play ping pong, and that is seriously.
I think so.
I'm just totally with you on that.
I agree.
That is a challenge. That is today's modern joust, is playing ping pong or pool, right?
I'm pretty good at – I thought I was pretty good at ping pong until this guy whips out the –
okay. You are.
All right. Well, that
so
kind of.
So tune in next week for Ping Pong Challenge with Mike Salmon and Ronell Richards. Sorry.
But thank you for joining us today. We're out of time.
All right. Tell us about your business.
Great. So, you know, over the last 20 years, I've built several successful sales and marketing businesses, and mostly in the telecom technology realm, also in retail. We've done had the privilege to be involved with a lot of different enterprises. So, we created Ronell Richards LLC a couple of years ago as a consulting firm to really take that 20 years of experience and help small business owners like Brian here that are faced with challenges that we're all faced with, right? Like, I've been through all of that. And over 20 years, you succeed and you fail a whole lot, right? Like, there's far more failures than successes.
And you learn from your failures.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, most business owners, you guys know the percentages, those failures are devastating, right? You don't, but while you may learn, but that learning experience puts you out of business, right? And so what we do at Ronell Richards LLC is help consult those small businesses in terms of creating successful sales and marketing plans. And we also offer a general consulting, because I wish I had myself 20 years ago. I would have made a whole lot more money. But we help folks navigate what to those of us that have been in business for a long time, think is simple, if we go back in time, it wasn't that simple for us, right? So we help them navigate some of those the simple things and the more complex issues that they deal with as a small business owner. I love the small business segment. That's the heart of our country, right? The vast majority of businesses are small business, and those are the job creators. And so I love going in there and helping these folks to really see things more clearly. I do a lot of LinkedIn content as well, and in coaching folks and teaching folks through that medium, I really try to show people practical solutions to their issues. And that's what's been successful for me, and that's how I've been able to build successful companies. And I guess there's if Mike, you won't remember this, but in that office I had an acronym over the top of my office. The MOC, which was the Master of Common Sense. I know there's an S on Common Sense as well, but MOCS didn't sound that as good. So we just went MOC. And that's really been one of my gifts, is being able to go in and take a bunch of information, right, and really break it down to the most simple format. Say, okay, look, this is what works. Because I focus on outcomes. I don't focus on, and I think that's where a lot of us go wrong. In small business, we have so many options, right? I mean, and that can be paralyzing. Brian's seeing this in his first year of business. I can do this. I can do that. I can get into this. I can do that. The options are limitless, right?
But you got to have your focus.
Absolutely. And it becomes very difficult to see what that focus should be when your options are seemingly limitless, right? So my approach is to get in there and really think and really help that business owner or that sales leader determine what works, right?
So it's been said that nothing happens in business until a sale is made. So I love the fact that you led off the consulting part of your business with helping people develop a successful sales and marketing plan. I would imagine it doesn't just stop there.
No.
I would imagine it kind of goes, because in order to build successful businesses, after you make the sale, then there's a lot of other things. So is it kind of anything the business owner needs, or are there four or five areas that you really try to focus on, kind of expand on sales and marketing?
So a typical engagement, I'm going to sit down and really kind of understand that business model, understand what that business owner's objectives are. We'll create a sales and marketing plan for them, right? And then see what their resources are and their ability to execute that plan. Now, I have another company, Intelligent Business Advisors, and that company actually is an outsourced sales and marketing agency. So if that company, this business owner, is capable of executing all these things, they're all great. And we'll set up a long-term ongoing consulting plan where I can check in with them weekly, monthly, however we best see fit, to make sure that there's accountability, because that's important. It's one thing to put out a plan. It's another thing to have accountability around that. So if they have the resources and the folks in place to be able to execute, great. If they don't, and there's some of those pieces they need help with execution, we can help them through IBA as well. Our focus is always, it's on direct marketing. It's on sales, period. You need to generate revenue. You need to sell your product, period. You have no business if you can't sell your product. So it starts there. How do we get our product to our customer? And who is our customer? Once we've identified that, okay, let's go get him. I'm not marketing. Is part of the sales process, right? But I think a lot of business owners and new business owners feel like, okay, if I build it, they will come. Doesn't work that way.
Right.
Yes, you build it, but now you go get it and you bring them. And that's what I really focus on. How do we go get them and bring them back?
And on the marketing side, Ronell, you're very active on the social media. I know that's very important to you.
Absolutely.
Talk about some of the things that you have done and that have been successful for you. And then I think that'll be a good transition into this business in bourbon that you're doing as well, which is kind of a little bit of an offshoot of everything. So talk about that side of the business and the importance of digital media.
Oh, super important. Now, for me, you know, I focus on the B2B world. You've got B2B and you've got B2C. We've got mostly business owners that are listening and business professionals that are listening to this podcast. However, as I was educated last week and speaking to some students, they didn't understand what those terms were. So business to business and business to consumer, right? So there are different social media platforms, and different social media platforms focus on different clientele, right? Different customers. So for what I do, LinkedIn is really super important for us. But what I educate folks in as far as how to leverage LinkedIn is that LinkedIn isn't about going out and selling your products always, per se. It's not like, you know, I think that a lot of us come from a marketing background where it's like, okay, I invest X amount into this in terms of money, and it yields this return. Well, LinkedIn is about building business relationships. You build business relationships, then you leverage those into opportunities, right? That's how it works. So that's what I spend a lot of time in educating folks. But we put out a tremendous amount of content on LinkedIn to educate folks like Brian and others that are either getting into business or that have been in business for a long time. That's a lot of folks that want to work with me are folks that, hey, I'm successful. We've done it, right? But they've built it largely on, hey, just hard work and referrals. So how do we take it to the next level? They don't understand sales models and marketing models and what's successful. So they throw a lot of money. They throw money at it because they've got money, because they've been successful, but none of that stuff ever really seems to pan out and work for them. So that's what we coach, and that's what I teach on LinkedIn. And then I have a lot of fun. If you guys follow my content, look, I am who I am, right? And full disclosure, I might throw a couple of curse words. Nothing too bad. That's just how I talk, right? I'm a sales guy, right? You know, every now and then, but not on this podcast. Won't do that. But I just want, when we're doing content, I want it to be real and to be, everyone gets a little piece of me. And that's one, another thing that I would tell our business professionals out there, if you plan on doing content, be authentic. Be you. That's what people want. We're in this world now where we're beyond the Kardashians, so to speak, right? Like, everyone's seen that. We get it, all right? Photoshopped, and you look special, you look beautiful. Well, it's fake, and we all know that it's fake. So I think those that are kind of presenting something that's authentic and it's true to themselves, that really resonates with folks.
To jump in, Ron, we had a bank president, Joe Moss, with Embassy National Bank, had a show here for over 3 years. And at the end of every show, his catchphrase was, be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Be authentic. People can see through it if you're not.
I agree. Yeah. And that's what, and at the end of the day, business is about relationships, right?
Yep.
And we want relationships with real people. Not because once we start, I mean, you obviously can be fake. There's lots of fake people out there, right? But once you get past that surface, people figure out who you are pretty quick.
Steven and I are here listening and just wishing we had your voice, by the way. And you're using that voice effectively, because you do have business and bourbon. And it's a show. It's also events. Talk about that. I know that's something that's really been taken off.
Yes, thank you. So I'm on a mission to educate the business community and bring this collaboration and the things that I've learned over the last 20 years just to really help folks to take their business to the next level. So Business and Bourbon combines a couple of my things that I just love and I'm super passionate about, right? I love business and I love whiskey. Like, I know you guys are going to cap me on time, but I could literally sit here for about 6 hours and talk about business because it's what I do. It's who I am. And I love whiskeys. I love good whiskey, love bourbon. So Business and Bourbon is a weekly show, episodic series that we post on LinkedIn every week, and it's the coolest thing. It's so much fun for me because I get to go hang out at cool distilleries, cool bars, and answer the questions that people send to me, that my followers send to me, business, sales, marketing, all of those sorts of things. And I get free liquor to do it. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. You're a genius.
Yeah. We went to Dalton Distillery on our last for our last show, and I got some, for the first time, straight out the barrel. Straight out the barrel. Not even in production. It was so awesome. And so what we do, again, is we answer those questions. It's a lot of fun. That's a LinkedIn show, and that has transitioned to our live event, which is so awesome. Our live event, it's about whiskey, wisdom, and collaboration. So let me break it down for you guys real quick on what we do. So it starts with a whiskey tasting. So I choose, you know, three or four just super awesome whiskeys, all right? And we have an expert that comes out and does a whiskey tasting and an education on each one of those whiskeys. So you know the mash bill, you know with the distillery, just a lot of cool stuff. And then that transitions to a live Q&A where myself and I'll handpick two other influencers with similar backgrounds, similar pedigrees, but in different areas, to help our audience with, it could be social media, branding, whatever, right? And then we answer questions that have been posed to us from the audience. You know, so they give us these questions prior to the event. And we answer those questions. It's super collaborative. What's super important to me is I want it to feel like just like us hanging out, right? We're just sitting around or having drinks. So there's no panel. There's no, we're not elevated. We're all the same level, right? And what we saw at the last event is that other folks were just, they just wanted to, what didn't start out being, hey, audience participation, but it became audience participation, very organic, and it was awesome. So here's the magic. Here's what it led to. The last part is the collaboration piece. This is when we're done, and it becomes the networking type event. I hate networking. I do. And I know Mike's a master networker, but I just, the whole concept of, and I'm a sales guy, but I've always hated networking events because right. It's usually folks just salesmen handing out their business cards and
to other trying, salesmen.
Yes. So what we've done in creating this magical mix of liquor, of Q&A, and the questions coming from that audience has created this magical dialogue that happens afterwards. So now people continue those conversations, and our audience are all business owners, sales professionals, executives, and so they continue that conversation. And so if you go on to LinkedIn and you kind of see some of the clips from that event, you'll see what people are saying. Like, they just had the most amazing time and really got something valuable from it, and that's what it's about for me.
I'm glad you did the live events, because as you were describing the episodic show, I'm wondering how often you got questions from your audience that said, hey, can I try that? Can you send me a taste? Because I'm sure it looks great when you're tasting this great stuff and going, this is awesome. And everybody watching is going, yeah, but I don't have any. So that's not good. And I'm sure you said this in the answer, but the live events happen once a month.
So our last live event was about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
And with the Christmas season coming up, we know that, you know, folks are super busy.
So getting whiskey in other places.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so what we're planning, right now we're in our planning stages for 2019. So we've got about six different cities that are lined up right now.
Perfect.
So, and we're going to roll those out at the first of the year.
And those mostly happen right near the distillery, inside the, or it's more of a public setting, and they bring the whiskey
different,
to you.
Different venues.
Okay.
So, and part of that is based upon the cool distilleries and restaurants that want to participate.
There you go. There
All
you
right.
go.
So
partner with you. Collaborate.
Exactly.
Let's use your word.
We've had a great partnership here locally with Ford Fry Restaurants. And so we've filmed from their King and Duke restaurant, and we've also, the last event was at St. Cecilia in Buckhead.
Nice. And since you gave them plugs, do we get some of their whiskey here in the studio? Is that part
of
the deal?
No, because you beat him at ping pong a few years ago, and he's held it over, you know.
It's coming back to haunt me.
Yeah. So thanks. I don't get any whiskey today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike and I are still friends, though.
But I love how he took his passions and blended them together. Yeah. Like for you, baseball. You could do a baseball and business
absolutely
podcast and go to stadiums.
We have talked about that.
Yes.
Off air.
Well, why have we not done it?
Because we haven't found the right partner yet to collaborate with.
I got you. Ronell, for those that would like to, and we got so many more questions here that we just don't even have time for.
6 hours. I think I heard 6 hours.
Yeah,
we could do six hours. for those that would like to find out more about the business consulting side, if they'd like to find out more about business and bourbon, where can they get this information?
Well, guys, you can go to ronellrichards.com, which is ronellrichards.com. I always like folks to go and follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on LinkedIn. You'll see who I am. You'll see what it is that I bring to the table and what my team brings to the table. And fortunately, I've got a great team and I know when you go onto the social media platforms, you see Ronell and you see the things I do, but I've got a great team that's behind me and that helps me to, you know, to deliver those things that we want to deliver at a high level. So anyway, LinkedIn, Instagram, I'm a business.man. Okay. And Twitter, I'm a biz man.
Gotcha.
By the way, for the record, I would just like to say one thing in support of you, Ronell. You said you used to have a sign that said MOC, Master of Common Sense, which, by the way, I'm an independent financial advisor by day, and I believe that the best investors are common sense investors. I use that term all the time. Common sense can be two words. It can also be one word.
Oh, thank you.
So an a legal alternative is common sense. So MOC, you should have, you know, it should be Ronell Richards MOC. That's one of the certifications after your name. Congratulations.
Were you an English major as well? Or?
My mom taught sixth grade English and always corrected when I didn't say and I, or when I said and me and it needed to be and I. So I was corrected a lot. So, yeah, I'm one of those guys. I try to mask it with a lot of self-deprecating humor. But, yeah, I correct grammar.
So it turns out you're actually even smarter than you thought you
apparently
were.
Apparently I am.
Congratulations. MOC yes. works.
Thank it you.
Is totally cool.
Great stuff, Ronell. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Great to see you. Ronell Richards, Ronell Richards, LLC. I also want to thank our other guest, Brian Sutherland, with Green Go Box. I think we could have gone for another six hours.
Well, maybe we just need to have – we need to figure out a way to get a new show started, right, so that they can go as long as they need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything as we close things out?
Man, I am just real. I always love meeting passionate business leaders. I always love hearing about new concepts, and I love people who are investing in other businesses.
I think we checked all the boxes today.
I think it was a good show, Mike.
Well, a reminder, if you want to listen to this show again or listen to any of our previous episodes, go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then you can select any of our shows, but not just this one, but we have all the clients with other shows. But this show, of course, is Gwinnett Business Radio, and we got like 6 years worth of shows there. Lots of businesses, a lot of things that you will learn. Also, we are all over social media as well. It's not just Ronell. We're all over Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn and Facebook and everywhere else. There was, iTunes.
There was a recent social media post that talked about across all Business Radio X platforms how many downloads we had. That was really cool.
Yes.
More than a couple.
More than a couple. I know. It continues to grow, and it's amazing.
That's in spite of me. I am just amazed at that. So.
And in spite of Stephen, thanks to our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!